Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
They're going to set it at the 22, an attempt of 32 yards for the win.
Only 50% this season from between 30 and 40, as you saw.
It is right down the middle. And again, as we have mentioned time and time again, you are witnessing the greatest comeback in the history of the National Football League, down 32 points with 13 minutes and 19 seconds left to go in the third. And the Buffalo Bills have engineered an unbelievable wild card come from behind, record-setting wild card playoff victory here at Rich Stadium.
Happy anniversary to the comeback game. Jeremy and Joe. Sneaky Joe here tried to claim he was at that game.
Yeah, I was. Weren't?
I was not. I was watching.
You were still a Giants fan.
I was still a Giants fan.
Giants. It's my least favorite team.
What do you want from me?
That hasn't wronged me in sports.
Yeah.
They are the worst.
They've had a lot of being the worst. They've won a couple Super Bowls.
I think...
Three.
Isn't that it, though?
Four.
All their other seasons.
No, they won four.
I used to point that out about Eli.
Jeez, like, they have four Super Bowls?
Yeah, they have four, don't they?
Yeah. I'm sitting here thinking about it. Like, yes, 86, 90, and then the two with Eli. Four.
I used to point that out about Eli. Like, you know, yes, he has the two Super Bowls. I know, that matters more. He was their quarterback for 20 seasons, and they won playoff games in two of them.
All right.
He played 18 seasons as their quarterback where they did not win a playoff game. I think that's the number.
Meanwhile, how about the Patriots are about to get the first overall pick? Just finish the job.
Eli wasn't there for 20. It was like 16. Yeah, if I were a New England fan, I would be hard rooting for this loss. I mean, you could get a haul for that pick. Even if it's not like a top quarterback prospect. Which I think, by the way, Sanders is starting to maybe it's just his name is going to do this. But I bet he's going to have enough buzz by draft time to make that pick valuable. Like, this is not the Kenny Pickett draft. So if I were New England, I would want to do it. If I were the owner, I would want to probably make it known to the coaching, at least the head coach, like, we need to make some personnel decisions that make us more likely to lose this football game. And if that means sitting Drake May for a half or the whole thing, like, I would be ready to do that.
I am available as a consultant for anyone that wants a little bit of help finding a way to lose this game for New England.
Like, Christian Gonzalez has been, like, injured throughout practice this week, right? Like, there's no scenario I'd ever want to play him.
Yeah. Well, to this point, because, you know, hey, listen, tanking is always a sensitive subject. There's also, you know, it's the coach's job to win games. That's right. Coaches are hired to win games. Until your boss says, I want you to lose this game. And then your job is to do that. Your job is to lose a game. I'm not necessarily convinced the Patriots would tell Gerard May to lose this game. They might not need to. That's another thing about games like this. The Patriots are the worst team in the league. And they're doing it with a promising quarterback, which is kind of tough. The most amazing thing about the Patriots is that they just got done with a quarterback who was young. They rebuilt and went to Mac Jones, and then they're ready to go to the next quarterback, and they're nowhere near ready for a quarterback. They should, of course, have been ready for one.
Right.
But they were not. So they need a lot of work. They could use the number one overall pick. If they really want to do it right, they should get that pick and trade it to somebody that wants to, sure, spend for Shedeur Sanders. Any idea that they will trade Drake May? You want to talk about the dumbest thing they could possibly do? That's what it is. Trade May and draft first?
I don't think they'll
actually. Unfathomably stupid if they were to do that.
We had a caller earlier that said like that's being talked about. What Nick Wright did float that idea, and I don't even think he was serious about it.
I might root for it, because then I'll be allowed to like Drake May like I do.
Yeah.
And he won't play for the Patriots.
If he's on like the Raiders.
Anywhere. Yeah. Sure. Send him somewhere. Send him in the NFC. And then I can go ahead and like Drake May because I kind of like him.
I mean, he'd be like the best quarterback in the NFC maybe within 5 years. Yeah. It'd be fun. The Colorado trio in New England. I also don't know that it would really work that well, which is why it might also be fun. It might just be a circus in New England. But they're not going to do that anyway. Like May is good. And also, Kraft is, I mean, he's been a part of an organization that's been fined or stripped of draft picks several times for things in the last 20 years.
They're not above cheating is what you're saying.
Yeah, and like, this has happened in the league. Steven Ross got accused by Brian Flores, and then actually they lost picks. I think this was maybe found partly true. He offered Brian Flores $100,000 per loss. Remember that? That happened. That got clouded by the tampering with Tom Brady, and then the discrimination lawsuit is obviously the bigger story. Part of that lawsuit that Flores is still active, I think, against the Dolphins and the NFL, was that the owner of the Dolphins offered the coach $100,000 per loss.
I mean,
it does exist in the league.
I could have done it for a lot less. Why would you have to offer the coach? That's the GM's job.
Well, once you're in the season, though, isn't it the coach?
Yeah.
Like, it's the GM of the Patriots can't do anything about Sunday. You need Mayo to be on board to not play May, to not, you know, whatever.
803-0550 to join us. On Monday, we'll know who the Bills' playoff opponent is. And because we only really have one more hour to talk about this, I've got a Let's Get Stupid to get to on the other side about the MVP. MVP conversation pretty much ends Monday, and we all focus on the playoffs. Ryan in West Seneca first, though. Hey, Ryan, good morning. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year, guys. Hey, I apologize if you guys have brought this up already, but watching the Bills game this past week, Tony Romo had a good point, and I just wanted your thoughts on it. The Chiefs are not going to be, their starters potentially aren't going to be playing for like 17, 18 days. In my opinion, that's a heck of a lot of time to not be playing football week after week after week. And I think, do you guys think that those starters might, I guess, kind of jeopardize themselves by not playing and hopefully in the Bills' favor, you know, they get booted in that first game and, they're out. I just kind of wanted your opinion on the players, the starters being inactive for so long.
Yeah, I don't think it's any problem. I mean, if that were a real problem, teams would not want the bye.
Right.
Like,
right.
It's not – you might have some hard practices. Sometimes when there's a lengthy break, a team will do that where they make a point to do something tougher to stay fresh. But, I mean, it is a little bit different, Ryan, as you bring up, because they played on Christmas, so they had a longer break by like 4 days than they normally would.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I wouldn't worry about it at all. One seeds lose sometimes, not often.
Yep. And if I'm the Chiefs, I don't think I want the Bengals in. Because if I get the Bengals in, then suddenly, sure, okay, play it out. The Bengals beat the Bills. They upset them. Now I'm the Chiefs. I've got to play Cincinnati in round two and then likely Baltimore in the AFC Championship game. Rather than, I would just sit there, let Denver in, let the Bills beat them, and give me the 4-5 winner. I don't want two tough games. And I feel like Cincinnati lost by 1 point to Kansas City earlier in the year on a flag that was very ticky-tack.
We've got to also discuss a little bit of a double standard here. How often do we talk about how teams would do a thing to allow a matchup or a seed? Oh. And yet the beginning of this segment is, should this team do what they can do for the number one pick? And we got to be like, oh, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just make it so you get the number one pick. But you can lose to Denver to make sure they get in the playoffs so then you don't. I'm not saying you're wrong.
Yeah.
It's just that feels like that's allowed. Oh, Pittsburgh should try to win so they get a better matchup. But I can't lose a game to get the number one draft pick.
Well, but would it be different if Pittsburgh would lose a game to get Houston?
If Pittsburgh would lose a game to get Houston, then they would lose a game.
Right.
Wouldn't we all support the idea of you lose a game and get the easier matchup in the playoffs?
No, right, because you're disguising it under rest.
Yeah.
Which I think is the point here. Versus New England, hey, you're sitting Drake May. Why? You're resting him? What are you resting him for?
Protect him from injury.
For March?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I would protect him
from injury. It's less. I agree. I just think it's less believable.
Thanks, Ryan. Hey, Randy, what's up? Randy's up next.
Hey, guys. First of all, I just want to call in and say, Jeremy and Joe, you guys are excellent. One day when the 3 o'clock guys go ahead and take their Social Security, I will be listening when you guys get promoted to that 3 o'clock hour, so I'm very excited for that sometime. And then as far as the Bills go, if the Bengals somehow do sneak in, and then the Bills have to go ahead and play Burrow in the Bengals first round, they win that game. They go ahead and play Lamar and the Ravens the second round. They win that game. They go down to Arrowhead. They take out the Chiefs, and then they go ahead and play the legendary Baker Mayfield in the Super Bowl. In all seriousness, wouldn't that have to be considered one of the greatest playoff runs of all time? Going against probably some of the greatest quarterbacks, not only the conference, but probably will all be Hall of Famers. So
thanks,
Rick. Go ahead and look.
This is a good question. What
did he throw Mayfield in there?
He did. What team beat the best quarterback collection on the way to a title? The example I can think of for this is when Arizona won the NCAA tournament by beating 3-1 seeds. Like, you can't play any more than 3-1 seeds.
Right.
Because one of them is not going to be in your bracket. Who has the run of beating the best quarterback threesome, foursome on the way to winning a championship?
I
mean, Brady, when he wins with the Bucs, has a win over Mahomes, a win over, like, on the NFC side of things. Was it Strong? Was it Stafford that he beat?
Stafford, yeah. The first name that popped into my head, I want to bet, is going to be tough to beat for this. Because would you bet there's more than one quarterback that has beat Tom Brady and Peyton Manning in the same playoffs to win the Super Bowl?
Who did that? Flacco?
Flacco did it. Flacco went Luck, Manning, Brady, Kaepernick. So not quite as strong at the end.
Right.
How about he beat Brady and Manning in the same playoffs?
How about this year? The year that it's Colts Saints, that's Manning and Breeze. Who did they beat on the way? Did Breeze beat Favre? Like, did the Saints beat Favre that year? Is that how they get in?
Is that the Favre throw back across his body interception? Ooh, if that's true, then that's going to be pretty good.
The 2006 Saints win the Super Bowl, right? Yes.
Here, I got it in front of me.
No, that's the NFC Championship year they lose. They win 2007?
No,
2008.
No.
2010.
So, thank you. I'm going to get there eventually. I'll just keep clicking years. Okay, so the year they win the Super Bowl, they beat the Cardinals. Is that Kurt Warner?
Who are we talking about right now? The Colts?
I'm talking about the Saints.
The Saints.
When the Saints won the Super Bowl, they beat Peyton Manning, Brett Favre, and who'd they win? Who'd they beat?
They beat
is the 2009 Cardinals
Kurt
Warner.
There was a crazy.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Easy. Oh, wait. I don't know. I'm pulling it up right now.
I like this question.
2009, they had a bye.
Yep.
So, yeah, they went Cardinals, Vikings, Colts. So the Cardinals,
it's Kurt Warner. So it's Kurt Warner, Brett Favre, Peyton Manning.
Three Hall of Famers.
That's pretty good. That's the Saints that did that year.
Yeah, who's got three Hall of Famers on their resume?
Well, the place to start is in the Super Bowl and work backwards.
Yeah, that's right. That's you. Well, Flacco though, being Manning and Brady though is like
I know
something then, about that.
And I'm sure finishing with Kaepernick, that could have been the first round. You can mix it around however you want.
Yeah.
When how about this? When Russell Wilson and the Seahawks win, they beat Manning.
Yeah.
So I got to find who that Seattle team beat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you beat Burrow, Lamar, Mahomes, and then in the NFC side of it.
It almost doesn't even matter at this point. But if it's.
If you want to throw somebody in, throw Stafford at it. That's a Super Bowl winner if he were to come out of the NFC. Throw Stafford there. I mean, Goff wouldn't. Whatever.
There's
Lions
really nobody else that. How many of the current NFC quarterbacks are like, oh, yeah, that guy's going to the Hall of Fame? Like Stafford. Maybe.
Maybe Stafford. Probably Stafford.
And
I think he will go.
Maybe Jalen Hurts. I don't know.
The 2013 Seahawks went through the Saints, the 49ers, and the Broncos. So that's going to be...
The Saints?
The Broncos is Peyton Manning. The Saints is Breeze.
And the 49ers is...
Is like Kaepernick. Okay. So not as good.
No. What about... is there a Roethlisberger run? No,
Roethlisberger, he got a Super Bowl win over Matt Hasselbeck. He also got one over Rodgers.
He beat Manning.
Ooh, that's the...
But the rest of it's not great. Denver, who's Denver in the AFC Championship game? Is that Plummer? Did Jake Plummer make an AFC Championship game?
I mean, could it be Brian Greasy? Who knows?
Brian Greasy.
I'll find it.
And then the other Roethlisberger path was Philip Rivers, Joe Flacco, Kurt Warner. Nah, it's not going to do it.
Yeah. How about, I mean, the year that Mahomes lost the Super Bowl, it was almost one of those years would have been Allen... Burrow. Anyway.
Yeah, what's Mahomes' best path?
Mahomes' best path.
He's beat Allen.
Who's he beaten in the Super Bowl? He beat Hurts. And Garoppolo twice.
Garoppolo once.
Garoppolo, yeah. Purdy, and Hurts.
Yeah. Okay, so their paths have gone Tua, Allen, Lamar, Purdy. That's probably the best they have. That's pretty good, right? Given that you have Allen and Lamar in the same run, because the year prior, like who's Jacksonville? Is that Lawrence? Lawrence Burrow? Yeah, like there's not an all-time run here. The Breeze one is good.
Yeah,
the Breeze one might take the cake here, unless like we start digging into like is there a year where like Aikman went through like Montana and
probably
whoever.
Patrick writes in Eli the year they beat the undefeated Patriots.
Here we go.
Does Eli have one where there's? I mean, both of them would have finished with Brady.
All right, here we go.
Who else are the strong quarterbacks in the NFC during that time? Like Romo or – like the AFC is where the quarterbacks were dominant, right? Breeze was on that one side of the – was on the NFC side. But in the AFC side, it was Manning, Rivers, Roethlisberger.
All right, here's Manning's two, Eli's two. He went in 2007, Tampa, Dallas, Green Bay before New England.
So that's going to be Rodgers in Green Bay.
Romo.
In Dallas. And then Tampa is probably like Brad Johnson. I don't even know.
In 2007?
No, that's way later.
Is that Josh Freeman?
It might be.
And then the other one is before New England, the Niners, the Packers, and the Falcons. So that's going to be
Matt Ryan in there.
That's going to be Kaepernick again, I think. Matt Ryan.
Jeff Garcia might be the Bucs quarterback that year. What a rabbit hole.
Yeah, we're on the 2008 Bucks quarterback. Their quarterback that year was, I'm pulling up their stats right now, Jeff Garcia.
Okay. I liked Jeff Garcia, by the way.
Really?
Yes, he was a good player. Yeah.
He was.
He had a couple good years.
He's kind of a journeyman, isn't he?
He had a good stint in San Francisco.
Okay.
He was good.
I guess I'm the wrong age for him because... Okay, right. He's in San Francisco from 99 to 03.
And it's a pretty good stretch.
So my memory of him is going to be like post that. And that is, he goes from 04 on, Cleveland, Detroit, Philly, Tampa, Philly.
Yeah.
Like he's just kind of all over the place after San Francisco.
There's a year in here, 32 touchdowns, 12 picks. They go 12-4.
He throws the pass to Owens.
Yeah.
Where the play-by-play man just keeps screaming, Owens. That's Garcia?
Yes.
Didn't Owens also hate Garcia?
Probably.
Maybe he hated everybody.
Probably. He did hate everybody. 803-0550. How about the number of people calling and just saying so many nice things about us? Thanks, guys. Appreciate this.
Yeah.
A lot.
Also, I like the mornings.
Me too. I also like the guys in the afternoon, too.
Golf in the summer.
Dan in New Jersey. Hey, Dan.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, you deserve it. You guys put on a good show.
I mean, look at the compliments keep rolling in. Thank you.
Well, hey, it's genuine. I live out of state now, and you guys are a connection back home, so it's important. So I appreciate it. Hey, listen, I've got a rule suggestion for you guys. We do this in my fantasy league. The number two seed, so we've got a wild card spot. Most points scored gets the seven seed. So sometimes you'll have a better seven seed than a six seed. How about if you get the number two seed in the NFL, you get to pick who you want to play, maybe out of just the wild card teams or maybe out of all the other playoff teams, you get to pick who you want to play in the first round. It's perfect for the NFL. It gives it a little drama, a little bit of juice,
mm-hmm.
potential for egg on your face for sure. But
yep.
I don't know, something for you guys to chew on.
I like it a lot, especially because, thanks, Dan, now that there's only one bye, it wouldn't be so bad if the NFL said, let's give the two one other little edge here. Let's give them the matchup they think they like the most. I think it's a great idea.
Every time this comes up, I love it. Every time.
Yep.
And right now you would pick Houston?
Yes, I would pick Houston.
The Bills get to pick on, you know, Sunday night. All right, you guys are deciding. Who do you want to play? How are they not picking the Houston Texans right now?
Yep, I'd pick Houston.
I guess you could pick Pittsburgh's pretty tough right recently, aren't they?
They've
lost three in a row.
When you're talking about like a rule change, I thought about one thing our fantasy league does, and again, like, you know, pulling fantasy football stories into the actual NFL.
The baseball starting to do it.
I know. Here's what I would say. What about this weekend? You get a scenario like this. You say, none of this three meaningless games tie in together. Like, no. The team that has the final playoff spot and the team that's the first one out, they play each other. There's your flex scheduling. There it is. Broncos, Dolphins for the spot. Done. And now you've got a playoff game.
Yeah.
Really
well,
real flex scheduling.
Hold on. If you're saying if it's only the two that are eligible?
I'm saying the two teams that are in the last the last one in and the first one out right now.
Okay, because you'd be eliminating Cincinnati.
It's fine. Sorry, win more games. Suck it up. Sorry, you weren't one spot out of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't they have the same amount of wins?
But they're behind. They're behind on a tiebreaker. Win more games.
Have it be a trio. Round robin between the two.
Three games. How do you do that? How would you even do that?
Here you go. Okay, so this is how you do it. Three teams are going to show up to the same stadium.
You do it like the NBA does it.
Hold on. So right now Denver's in the lead, right? So what you're going to do is the first half of the game is going to be played between Miami and Cincinnati. They're going to play two quarters. And then the winner of those two quarters is going to play Denver in the final two quarters. The winner goes
in. The same game parlay I'm going to put together.
The triple threat match.
Miami is 6-5 in the conference, and Cincinnati's 5-6. Win more games. Sorry. I didn't get to my let's get stupid.
That wasn't it?
No.
Ultra flex scheduling?
No.
Was not
no.
Let's get stupid.
I mean, it might be pretty stupid, but no, it was not let's get stupid. It's we'll do it when we get back. It's about the MVP. We only get 35 more minutes to talk MVP because as soon as Monday rolls around, the season's over. They don't give the award out for a month.
Well, nothing.
And we have the playoffs.
Nothing's going to. Well, actually, I shouldn't say nothing's going to change because if Lamar puts up 500 yards on the Browns, then we're going to get the. Oh, well, Allen wasn't allowed to play, but Lamar won a game against a terrible team, and then that's what everyone's going to be yelling about on Monday. I also they took it. They took the bait. Lamar having nine Pro Bowlers versus Allen's two. That was used as a point against Lamar.
Which, by the way, good job, Bills Mafia, for not voting more Bills into the Pro Bowl, because by doing that, we've done our part to help Josh win the MVP. How about that?
Yeah, shouldn't James Cook be mad at the fans?
I don't know.
He's mad that he's not a Pro Bowler. Well, I mean, you're voting with hashtags on Twitter, right?
There's a little bit more than just the hashtags in the voting, but I don't know. All right, we'll get a break in. We'll get back a real honest to goodness. Let's get stupid. You decide how stupid it is.